Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Olive with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Townsville City Council has warned residents to prepare for heavy rainfall set to continue into next week. The regions have faced continuous rain and flash flooding over the last weeks, with a short break on Friday. Residents are urged to stay alert as heavy thunderstorm and rain warnings have been issued in Queensland's west. Townsville local Michael Pugh said people are still trying to recover from the last rain event. In national news, there is a content warning for this story. The body of a 39-year-old man was found in a shallow grave in New South Wales last week. A wanted man has been charged with the murder. The 24-year-old was on the run for a week after the victim's body was found on a property in Glenorie. Three people were arrested at the time and assisted police with their inquiries. The man and his address was known by police. It's an address that we visited a number of times over the last week and a half in search of him, Superintendent Moore said. The man was charged with murder and refused bail. He is expected to appear in Parramatta local court today. In international news, the new Canadian Prime Minister, Mark Carney, has called a snap election weeks into his role. Mr. Carney replaced Justin Trudeau for the Liberal Party. Previously, the Conservative Party had been dominating polls. The tensions with the US have seen Liberals hold ground. After announcing the April 28th election, he claimed the tariffs against Canada as unjustified and vowed to fight President Trump. He said, "Mr. Trump wants to break us so America can own us. We will not let this happen." For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a high chance of showers. It is currently 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au. Thank you.